Have you done mobile learning before?
No, I didn't. I didn't do any mobile learning before. It was my first time that I did mobile learning. Experience. It was really amazing for me. The way that the lessons were presented, on the EJAB platform, and also the way that the photos and the text was integrated with thing, and also the main point about the learning via the online mobile platform was that it was really, easy accessible for me. Everywhere I was when I had any free time, just open my mobiles and log into the either platform and study all the lessons. It means it was so easy for me to access the lessons.
You're in Kabul, so you could be anywhere and you could access your learning.
Especially sometimes during my work in office, especially about the breaking times, we had about 1 hour, and for 20 or 30 minutes I use from mobile phones in office. And sometimes when I because my during going to the office, there's lots of traffic in Kabul, especially during the working days. Because of the traffic, I was in taxi, and just I used from 3G in my phone and use and studied the lessons.
So there you are in a taxi in the middle of Kabul in the traffic, doing your work, which we'll talk about now. And they're micro lessons too, aren't they? So that does that mean they're short? So you can do little bits at a time. Is that how it works as well?
Because it was so short, and also the text and the images was so clear in order to make the idea more clear for me. For example, when I studied the gender equality lesson, there was some photos from women that already gave the idea for me that was the topic would be about the topic would be about the gender equalities. That's why the short sentence and also the animations, it was so easy for learning. And also I didn't when I studied, I was just enjoyed, and it didn't make me so bored because the texts were very short and clear.
Now, with the actual units that you did, now you did Frontier Technologies for Sustainable Development, Unlocking Women's Entrepreneurship Through Artificial Intelligence.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, in Afghanistan and
Yes,
Iraq.
I did.
Now, okay, so that was one of them. So why did you do that?
I am one of the girl that I grew up in Afghanistan. You know already that women, when you be a girl or women and grow up in a country such as Afghanistan, which with there is lots of war and violence, it's very hard for the women and girls to grow up and also to study, to finish their education because of the society's barriers, because of the discrimination and other things. I joined this program because I'm very interested to start my own business and to become a successful young woman and to become a successful entrepreneur in Afghanistan. I didn't have the knowledge of entrepreneurship, how we can start a business, how we can develop a business, and how start a startup in our society and make it so successful. I didn't have this knowledge and education. That's why I joined. It was so useful. I learned all the knowledge, and now I'm working on making a business plan for my own business, for starting a startup in technology in Afghanistan.
Notice that you've actually identified a gap regarding women and food because of the complex situation in Afghanistan. Could you tell me about what gap you identified, and by using the training from this app, how you can go forward and, build your business and help the women of Afghanistan?
The main point is that there's not as much opportunities for women as it's for men in Afghanistan. When I studied the gender equality topic,
This was another unit you did as well. You did gender equality on this app as well.
Before I studied the gender equality, I didn't have the knowledge about what's exactly the means of gender equality. When I studied, I found that gender equality means is to have equal opportunities, to have equal, I mean, rights. It's about that women and men both have the equal opportunities and equal rights in the societies.
When you learned about gender equality from this app, did you know about this before you learned the subject through the app?
Before I studied the topic, I just heard about the gender equality issue via the social, I mean, via the Facebook, some pages. There was some women that they're always talking about the gender equality issue, and sometimes from TV, but I didn't study what's the exact meaning of gender equality. But after reading this lesson, I found that women and men, they have equal opportunities.
So how do you feel now? Are you excited about moving forward with your new business plan and your becoming an entrepreneur? Doing this work? Has it opened up a new way of doing things for you?
Actually, before I started the UNITAR program, I didn't know anything about the Canvas template, about the business model, about how to observe the market, how we can identify the target audience, who are the target audience, how we can make our business on the profit. These are all the things that before starting of the UNITAR program, I didn't have the knowledge of these things. But now, when I have lots of ideas on my mind about the starting of a new business in my career, and after the studying of the UNITAR program, now I'm very happy and I'm very feel so confident to working on my business model and for working about the ideas that I have, because now I have the knowledge and I have the skills and I have the confidence.
Will you be sharing this with other women that you know?
Yes, actually, after studying the gender equality issues, after studying entrepreneurship skills and SDG projects, I was very excited, and when I met with my friends, with my colleagues, that they are women or they are girls, with my families, with my sisters, I always share these things with them, and also I share these topics and these issues with my family, with my husband, with my father, and with all the men that are my colleagues in office.
So with your program, and going back to your entrepreneurship, is it going to help women and families in Kabul?
The business model that I worked during the after the finishing of the UNITAR programs as my final project, it was about the making an online delivery shopping system in Afghanistan, because now there is a good target audience, and also there is a huge market for online delivery platform in Afghanistan, because I have technical background. I can develop the web-based application and mobile-based application for online delivery system. Then we can hire some employees in order to deliver the food to the homes of all the peoples in Afghanistan. And this idea came to my mind when I talked with one of my friends, and he was disabled. He said to me that I'm disabled and there is no online platform. He said to me that I'm disabled and I can't go to the supermarkets and shopping malls in order to buy groceries. That's why I decided to develop an online platform system in Afghanistan and to deliver foods and groceries for all the houses in Kabul cities, and we'll expand it in the future. And about the involving of the women and girls in this business, I can provide them a good job opportunities in order to work on the developing of the web platform for online delivery system and mobile platform, and also I can hire some other girls in order to promote the social media page for our business. I have also considered to give equal opportunities for men and women in my business.
So yeah. With the learning, it wasn't just doing a course, was it? It was creating a different life for you and maybe for many other women in your city?
You know, the main thing is that when we want to change the women's life, or when we want to change the other human's life, we have to start from our inside first. We have to start from changing ourselves first. I was one of those girls that always have this psychology that I'm girl, I'm a girl. I don't have equal right as men or as my brother have. But after studying of these things, now I started the changing from myself first. Now I really change after reading these things. I can feel a lot of confidence and self-esteem now that now I have equal opportunities and I can achieve everything in life that I can that I want to achieve. And after changing of myself and my mindset, I can share this knowledge with other women and girls, and now I can feel that their lives also getting better after sharing of this knowledge with them.